irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Power of Love, sponsored by the Dee Dee Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and with me, we're going straight into Power of Love because it's our 100th episode, Terrell.
Thank you. Yeah, you got to turn me on.
And Todd,
yes,
100 episodes.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy, right?
Very good. Did you ever think we'd make 100?
I don't know. I really don't know, but
that's,
I'm happy
that's
we're
a
here.
Pretty big milestone.
I can tell you this. A lot. I have a lot of faith we'll do 200. Because, and maybe even 300, because this show has been so inspirational, not only for our listeners, but for us.
Exactly.
You know, it's been great. But yes, I have Taj and Terrell here, my brothers, of course. And before we get into the show, the regular of the show, we just want to thank everyone who's listened to us after a couple years. We're a little shy of 2 years, right, Taj?
Yeah. No, this is 2 years. 2 years was August 10th, I think.
Okay, so we're over 2 years.
Exactly. We did the research.
So for everyone that's listened to us for these 2 years, we want to thank you for your support. Remember, we are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it. We've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not just rely on us. And, of course, we are live on The Power of Love. If you want to join in on today's show, you could do so via Twitter. That's at DDJ Foundation, or you can call in at 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. And of course, this is our 100th episode, and we do have a special guest for our 100th episode.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get into that, I have to ask you guys, how was your week?
Week was good. Last week we were doing the show. It was my birthday.
Yes, so we can't talk about that. It's no longer your birthday.
No, that's okay, but we could talk about the things I did after my birthday.
Okay, well,
it was cool. It was very laid back. I just went. I went to the driving range, my boys.
Yeah, you're getting into
went to
golfing.
Dinner. Yeah, I got my screensaver here. It's golf, but be going after.
How did that happen? Who got you?
You know, I've always wanted to play, but I saved it for later, because, you know. When I was younger, I was playing baseball, basketball, all those sports. And as you get older, you don't play those as often. It's harder. Kids we all have family, so we don't play baseball as often. Mm-hmm. Basketball is just, I don't know, just the kids nowadays, they're crazy. They do all these dunks and things. You can't hang with them. So I always wanted to save golf for something I can play later.
Okay.
And I'm there. I don't know. I just got into it. I've always loved sports, and I think it's a challenging, relaxing thing. So I'm going to the driving range later, not even to really do the sport of it, but just the relaxation of it.
Okay, good for you. I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah,
you seem very content doing your golfing.
No, it's cool. It's
been hot too.
It's just good away.
It's been pretty cool to watch you.
Good away.
Taj Jackson, what have you been up to?
Well, you kind of know what I've been up to. Besides, I mean, we had a camping trip.
How was that?
It was great. I just literally came from it. So, so
did you leave early? I mean, late?
No. Well, I chilled with Pops for a little while.
Okay.
You know.
So the three of us with our father, Tito, went camping. Our father's really big into camping and fishing. He's an outdoorsman. The three of us, not so much, but we did it. And I think we all had a really good time with our father.
I know. He had a blast.
He did, right?
Yeah,
that was fun.
And then the only other thing I'm going to add about my week before we get on with our show is I was up in San Francisco for Barry's jersey retirement. And
who's Barry?
Barry Bonds.
Okay, because some people that
play for the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah. Played for the San Francisco Giants. One of the best to ever play, for sure. And it was just really cool because, you see things like that on TV, but when you're actually there and with the family and you see how much that accomplishment meant to him, and to see the number unveil, in the corner in the outfield, it's pretty
Surreal.
It's pretty surreal because there's only like six other numbers, and they're, you know, incredible players from Willie Mays and just names you just know. Gumby. So for Barry to get there, we're obviously really proud for him.
And, yeah, definitely.
And it was really cool to watch. But that was our week, right? Anything else we want to add?
Tosh? That was it. Pretty much.
I feel like we're missing something, but if so, we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So who wants to do the introduction? Is it going to be me again? Yes,
of course it's going to be you.
Of course.
You're at that table. Why don't do your job?
Do my job. Okay. We have an amazing young Latin artist. He's born and raised in Tucson, Arizona, to immigrant parents, as he does a little dance. He would sit and dream about becoming world famous and standing in the limelight. That's pretty cool. Yeah. It kind of reminds of us three.
Visualization.
I know he's the oldest of three siblings, right? And at a very young age, he would often be found recording himself and pretending he was a star of a movie. So not just music, acting. Tragically, at a young age, he lost his father and... of course, like I said, he was the oldest of three, so he immediately assumed the role of the man of the house, something Taj, you always talk about. Taj is the oldest of us three. His mother, however, knew that this guy, I'm surprising, I don't know why, but I am, he had a dream and continued to nurture his free spirit and spurred him on towards pursuing his career. None other, I'm going to introduce some Latin artists. Bebe, I want to get the right accent. Bebe?
He's very keen in accents.
Bebe.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm saying it okay, right?
You're saying it good.
Okay, so we have Bebe Coronel.
Yes.
It's so good to have you here, man.
I'm glad to be here. I mean, your guys' 100th episode, I'm the lucky guy to be here on your guys' 100th episode. I mean, what's better than that? I'm having a good time here with you guys.
And you know
I'm
what?
Glad to be here.
It was so cool for you to join us for our softball, celebrity softball game.
I was happy to be there. It was a good time. It was a good time, especially for the cause.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank and it was guys. It was cool because you were on our team, and I didn't know if you could play. Right, so I see all these big players on the other side, that athletes, professional athletes.
Yeah, they were huge.
And you like us, were just smiling, ready to play. And I was like, "You play, man?" He goes, "Oh yeah, oh yeah." and you sure enough do play. So you are great. You know, we got to keep you on our team if you come back next year. But
invite me next year, I'll be there.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so my first question is: you have two younger siblings. Tell me, how'd you get into music? How did that, is it your family? Is it a musical family?
Yeah, actually, my dad used to sing. My grandpa used to sing all the time to my grandma. He'll always get his guitar and start singing to my grandma. He always sit me, my brother, and my sister down and show us how he plays his guitar, and we'll just listen. And after he was finished, me and my brother will always try to... It was mostly me and my brother paying attention to the music and the guitar, not really my sister. But me and my brother would try to get into it, and it was hard. Like, I would try to get the guitar, look at YouTube videos, and, like, how to move the guitar, like, what notes they take. And my brother started singing. We just started singing with my grandpa. Like, he has a little ranch over there in Mexico, and we'd always be there, like, doing carne asadas.
And doing great stuff. Memories, like,
yeah,
right?
Great, great memories.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
And then when did you... I guess your father, you said your father was playing. When did it become a possibility that you wanted to be a musician yourself?
I mean, I never really thought I was going to be a musician, to be honest. But I used to see my family sing. My family will always sing, like, Mexican songs. All the time in the ranch, like I said, they'll always sing, like, partying, having fun and singing. And I started getting into it, like, oh, I like to dance, I like to sing. And, like, my mom and my dad would get me to sing, and I would sing nervously because I didn't know anything, but I liked that feeling, you know, watching when people sing, they applaud you, and they start singing with you, they start dancing. That's a good feeling. That's when I started trying to get more into the music.
What age were you around that time?
Like around 14, 15.
Wow.
I was young. I was barely having my quinceañera.
Still young. Yeah. Still young.
What would you, like you said, you didn't know if you, at first, you loved music, but you didn't know if you, what, did you have something that you thought you were going to be? Like an astronaut?
I've always first thought I was going to be an actor.
Oh, okay.
I will record myself with my little phone that was back then. I will record myself, tell my cousins or my brother, hey, bro, record me. I'm going to jump off this building real quick. I'm going to start doing flips. And that little phone can, like, you can do, like, pausing clips. So I do one clip, you pause it, you jump into another clip.
And I'll start editing, too.
Yeah, something. I started editing like that. Yeah, entertainment. It's always entertainment. I've always thought I was going to be an entertainer.
Yeah.
So you have new music coming out, and then you're going to also, I assume, act in the near future.
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you do that, because if you're dreaming as a kid of acting and stuff, you got to make sure you do that.
Yeah, got to make it positive. That's what we're working on right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so as all our listeners know, and as we always talk about, when we lost our mother, our mother was our manager. When we lost her, our life literally got flipped upside down. I remember I was a really good student. I had straight A's. I was a good kid. And then...
straight A's? You were A's and high B's. Come on.
I was a good student.
You were a great student, but come on. Okay.
Fine. I was one of the better
straight
students.
Straight A's.
None of us were straight A's.
Straight A's sounds kind of like nobody does
that. Yeah. I was straight C's and B's.
Keep it real at Power of Love, okay?
Hey, I would surprise many. But anyway, I was a good student. And I noticed that when my mother passed, I just lost an inspiration to, I don't want to say to live. I was never suicidal or anything, but I didn't care about anything. I was late to things I would never be late to. I just, my effort.
Your drive was gone.
My drive was gone.
Yeah.
And for me, it was my Uncle Michael and my father and my grandmother. The three of them primarily, of course, with my brothers, the Jackson Five. I just realized that's five of you guys. But they gave me that hope and drive. There was other people and friends around. But my question is, you tragically lost your father at a young age, like us. How did you keep the faith in a sense? Because like I said, it was them that kind of pulled me. Did you go through a similar thing where you lost a drive, or were you?
It was the same. I used to go to school, and it all happened like one day to another. They started saying, like, they woke us up. We were at my Theo's house, and he came up to us and woke me, my brother, and my sister up, and just boom, your dad passed away. Like, straight up, didn't say like, hey, you know, like, calm down, it's gonna be okay. Like, boom, like, your dad passed away. And we got shocked. We're like, what do you mean? Like, we started crying. We didn't know what's going on. They told us the news. And same here, I was a good student. I've always never missed a day. And when I lost my dad, I stopped going to school. I dropped out. I didn't have power to go to school. I didn't have feelings. Like I said, I never wanted to do suicide, but it was always her. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to get out the house. But I promised my dad, like, because my dad always told us, like, you got to move forward. Like, my dad will always told us, take care of your mom. I don't care what happens to me. Take care of your mom. And that's why right now we're like, my mom, like, where's my mom? Like, I got to be with my mom. So then I promised my dad that I was going to graduate. And then before that, I went back to school. And I had to, like, since I missed a lot of days of school, like months, I missed months, I would get packets to, like, catch up. And school was going to end for me to graduate. And I promised my dad. So every day to, like, 3-4 in the morning, I will stay at night doing homework, like, with big packets. And I would tell my mom, I can't do it. Like, I got to sleep. I can't do it. Like, just too much work. And every day at 4 in the morning, wake up at 7 again, go to school. I used to walk to school, like, 3-4 miles every day. I don't know, no bus. No, I didn't have money to take the city buses and all that. So every day I'll go, I'll come back, do homework again. And then Saturday, Sunday is no days off. It's homework. And I did it. Like, I graduated. And when I graduated, I didn't even want to go to walk to get the diploma.
You didn't care to?
No, I didn't care. It's not I didn't care. It's just like, I did what I promised my dad was going to graduate. Yeah. I didn't want to feel like going up there and like look dead in front of the crowd, you know?
Was you being the eldest brother, did that play a big role in you having that mindset?
Yes, it was a big role. I didn't know what to do at first. I was like, what am I going to do? My brother, we lost a house. We went to sleep in the streets with my tias, like going house to house to see where we're going to stay. And I started working little by little. And now I start getting, like, I used to work at a tortilleria place. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I went to working at a bank. And the bank, like, kind of, like, got us in a good place because I started, like, paying, like, little bills, like, little start like that. But then my brother started seeing he got a contract, and that's what, like, moved us more more forward. So that really helped us. Yeah, that really helped us a lot. But, yeah, man, it's a hard thing for everybody to, like, a lot of people don't understand what it is to lose someone yet, like. You just got to be strong.
I say that all the time because I don't want to say nothing bothers me more, but it really annoys me. I got to be careful how I say that. But it bothers me when people don't get what that loss feels like.
Yeah.
And they expect you to just move on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, well. Yeah, no, it's not like that.
Life
you know?
Moves on. Like, I mean, I have my dad passed away like 9-8 years ago. And for me, it's like yesterday. You
That's
know, like
right,
I
man.
Feel it every day. And people don't really understand. And I tell them, like, you don't understand. The day it happens, I tell everybody, I hope it never happens to you. Like, you don't want to go through that, but the day you go through that is the worst feeling.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this because I have a little bit more age and experience than you, but when you have kids, that it gets hard again. Yeah. It's a whole nother level of pain because I have many kids, but all my kids could have really used my mother's guidance and just having her, another person that can help, you know, just guide my kids is something that they're missing.
You start realizing how big of a loss it really is.
Yeah.
You know, but I got to give this to you, man. I love your energy. I love your vibe and your spirit, and I commend you. And I think it's such a powerful thing because you're young and like you said, you know, well, let me say it this way. Your background's a lot different than mine. You know, when I lost my mom, my family, we had resources. You know, we didn't have to worry about where we were going to sleep and where was this and that. So I commend you because I couldn't even imagine. It got real, real for you and your family, you know. And I just commend you, man.
Thank you.
I really do. Mm-hmm. You guys have anything?
No, you mentioned before the show started, no drugs, no big trouble or anything. And, you know, when you lose, like TJ was saying before, when we lost our mom, our whole world got flipped around. And, you know, there's many different directions you can go in.
Yeah.
You know, and we were fortunate to have our uncle and many other family members help us go in the right direction. How did you avoid, you know, falling into that pitfall?
I mean, just family, just my mom, my brother and sister. I had to be the one, like, okay, we lost our dad, but we're not going to take the bad side just because we lost our dad. You know, I had to tell him, like, we got to keep moving forward. Like, we can't take that path. Like, nobody wants to take that path. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Always as a little kid, I've always seen people, like, talk about doing drugs and doing about alcohol. I never liked that. I never liked that. So I've always took that in my heart. Like, I'm never going to do it. Even if I go through the worst times, I'm not going to do it because I'm not that type of guy. I don't like doing drugs. I don't like drinking. I mean, I don't think nobody really knows about doing drugs. So I never really, and I really didn't even, like, smelled it or taste or, like, never in my life, but something that I had to go through really strong with my brother and family, like how to keep them, like, don't do this, like, because we were really bad.
Was that from your parent, your mom and father? Because it seems like not just drugs or drinking, there's a lot of different other bad things you could have done. You could have started, you know, stealing or gangs.
Yeah, like, there was a point that, I'm gonna be honest, there was a point where I wanted to steal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can understand.
I wanted to steal because we had nothing. We were losing our houses. We lost everything. I saw my mom in her bed, like, stressing out, like, getting stressed. My brother, like, in the streets with my sister, and I was gonna steal. But something, I started thinking of my dad. My dad would always kill us if we did something like that. My dad would always say, like, no stealing. Like, don't care about money. Like, when we were in middle school, he'll give us, like, $5-$10, like, to go to middle school, buy your lunch or something like that. He'll tell us, like, the day I see you liking money, I'm going to spank you. Like, I don't want you, like, liking money. Like, this money is just for you to eat, to be providing you food and stuff like that. And I was going to steal, and that day I was going to steal. Like, I thought about my dad, and I was like, nah, like, forget it. And I just walked away.
That's great.
And that's from that day on, I started walking away. Like, I never done nothing bad like that.
And you're fortunate.
Thank you.
You're fortunate, man.
Thank you.
A lot of kids don't have that guidance. And then a lot of kids don't have that willpower.
Yeah.
That strength.
Very hard.
Can I ask you this? And you may not have an answer. For me, when I lost my mother, it was hard for me to find that tool to help me move on. Outside of family, I'm a big reader. I like to read. But I eventually found a book called Embraced by the Light. But it took me a while to get there to help me kind of understand or cope or to change my mentality. Because I was asking a lot of why questions. Where's my mom? Why her? Why me? And so my question to you, was there anything that you went through, whether it was a talk with another family member or a book or a song that kind of helped you, that was that trigger to say, I'm going to be okay and I'm going to make sure my family's okay?
It was always my dad, to be honest. My dad, every time, because he was in Mexico, he used to be in Arizona, but he got deported to Mexico, and we'll go see him before school, like on Friday, every weekend we'll go see him. And every day, I'm not kidding, he will tell us, the day I die, I don't want you guys to care about me. Like, move on, do what you guys gotta do. One day I'm gonna die. It's like, it's weird because it's like if it was gonna happen, like, you know. And we kept going. He kept telling us every day, take care of your mom. Take care of your mom. Don't care what happens to me. And we kept getting that in our head, you know. We kept going every day, every week, and telling us, don't care, whatever happens to me. So we started moving on, but the day that happened, we got impacted. Because no matter how much anybody tells you it's going to be okay, it's going to hit you. It's going to... Like, for me, I can be okay, but when somebody talks about it, like, I start thinking about it again, it puts me down, and start thinking about it. But then I start thinking about my dad as well. Like, so, like, he wouldn't like that, you know, because he'll tell us. So the only thing I did is just keep going forward, like, keep thinking about my dad, keep thinking that things my dad did, taking care of my mom, because my dad will always say it. So that's pretty much
it.
Like,
that's great.
My mom is like our key right now. My mom is the key. Most of the key that I have was right in our place. That I have is in a good time. You know, like, don't be sad. It's like she's like a mom and dad right now for us. You know?
But I love it because your dad gave you a purpose.
Yeah.
He's the one who gave you that purpose.
Yeah, he's the one that gave me that purpose.
Because you can hear him saying, take care of your mom.
Yeah, take care of my mom.
And that's what I think helped keep you strong and going. It's beautiful,
man. Yeah, because every day I just feel like when I see my mom, I think about that, take care of your mom. So that's where I always like, mom, like, where are you? Like, how are you? Like, if I'm over here, like, I even tell my manager, hey, like, mom, I have to be with my mom. Like, I got to go see my mom. Like, I can't be without my mom. Like, I don't want to leave her a day, you know?
I understand.
Yeah, it's hard.
I understand. Do you ever have like bad days? Now, I hate to, if you don't want to.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, I mean, I think everybody has, the people that have gone through this have bad days. You can be good, and I know where you just, boom, it hits you. Like, you start thinking, like, why my dad? Like, I wish my dad was here. Like, I wish my dad can be seeing what I'm doing now. Like, I mean, he never gets to saw all this, you know.
When our mother passed, our mother was our rock. She was everything to us. And when she passed, I can hear my uncle telling me, make her proud, you know, and my brothers can hear this too, but he was basically saying, do something in her honor, make her proud, represent her well. And that's what helped me continue going, to be honest, was hearing my uncle say that, because it gave me another purpose.
Yeah.
Because that's what I've noticed is when you lose a parent at a young age, you lose purpose. At least that's what happened. You guys have anything?
Yeah. When my brothers and I, when we lost our mom, we were working on our album, our very first album. And obviously we stopped recording for a little bit. And there were different tools, I think, individual for us and as well as collectively, that helped us navigate through a little bit of the hard time. Did you have anything that you, for therapy, you know, not actually seeing someone, but for us it was music. You know, we did a lot of music. Did you have anything, whether it was sports or music or art?
It was always, sports were always like, if I was feeling down, sports, like going to the park, walking to the park, would always like calm me down. But the thing I think the most like calmed me more down was when my sister had two daughters. When she had two daughters, that's probably when I started realizing, because my dad didn't even get to see my sister's daughters, you know? So that's when I felt like, damn, I gotta be there for my sister, you know? Like, she lost my dad, and then my sister lost the dad of her first baby. So my sister went through a worser thing. So I had to be like, damn, like forget everything. I don't want to tell me, like, not forget my dad. Like, forget everything. Boom. I got to be there for my sister, you know. I had to be strong and be there for my sister, because she went, like, triple worse for what we've been through, you know. So, yeah, that's what keep my sister's daughter keeps me motivated. And ever since they were born, it just started changing me little by little, like getting stronger and stronger.
We are here on Power Love Show live with Bebe.
Coronel.
Coronel.
Yeah.
I want to say it like you, Coronel.
Coronel.
It's cooler.
Does it sound cool?
So bad, because we have, you know, we're Latin too.
Oh, really?
You would never know it, but it's like we're struggling. Yeah, he said, oh, really?
I was going to say that.
We got
after.
Some Latin in us, and we just.
But I should have mentioned this earlier. Some of your social media, in case our listeners want to learn more about you and follow you. Instagram, it's Bebe Coronel, BebeCoronel. That's the same for Facebook, but for Twitter, it's Real Bebe Coronel.
Yeah.
But check my man out on Instagram.
Yeah.
You have you're about to start your career, right?
Yes, of course.
How excited are you?
I'm so excited. I mean, it's happening. Since I was a little kid, I was imagining it's happening today, thank God. And I'm so very excited. I already did it. My first single's coming out already.
So, and you did a video yesterday.
Yesterday, it was my first one. It was very fun. I didn't think it was going to be like that, but it's fun.
And then you have a single called Vestido.
Vestido, that's my single.
And what does that mean?
Like a dress.
Like a dress.
Yeah.
Cool. And that's coming out.
A fine lady with a dress.
That's coming out September 2nd. Yeah. But I'm kind of going all over the place. But I should be saying, if anyone has a question or wants to talk to Bebe Cornell. Am I saying that already?
Yes. I think you say it better than me.
You can call us at 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. Single out, Vestido, September 2nd.
Yeah.
And then you have another cool song that you're recording tonight, right?
Tonight, yes. I'm actually singing it with Jack Rivera.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's called Madre Mia.
Okay.
It's a very special song for me. It's like dedicated to my mother.
Okay, so Madre Mia, my Spanish tells me that means my mom.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about the song. Who wrote the song?
We wrote the song.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Yeah,
the two of you.
Yeah, we're writing the song. Good. We're actually going to write it tonight as well. And it's like, you know, like I just wanted to sing a song for my mom. Like she's everything to me now. Like after my dad, like she's the only one I have now, you know, and just wanted to dedicate this song for her.
Cool.
And it's going to be very awesome because Jackie Rivera, like, lost her mom.
Yeah. Jenny Rivera.
Yeah, but Jackie Rivera lost Jenny Rivera, her
correct,
mom.
Correct.
And we're going to do like a little, it's going to be a special song.
Cool.
Special
you
song.
You have great ideas in your head for it,
yes,
huh?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So this is going to come out on your album as well?
Yes.
Okay, that's so cool, man.
So awesome. I can't wait to start singing to mothers.
Because your mother is your strength and Jackie lost her mother.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a mix. So okay. It's going to be like a good sad song, you know.
It's an anthem for mom.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about acting?
Oh, we're starting that like next week already. Getting into it, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to check up on you because I want to make sure.
I have a question.
Please don't.
I have a question. What's your strength as an actor? Like, are you more dramatic, comedic? What can we expect?
I can act like him. I can act like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wide range.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie? Like, what kind of?
Oh, I like a lot of The Rock movies. Okay. Dwayne Johnson. Mm. He's
so action.
Good. Yeah, action.
Is that what you would want to do?
Yeah, action.
Okay.
Yep, since I was a little kid jumping off buildings.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, do you like superhero stuff too?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you could be like the first Latin superhero.
Oh, don't even tell me that.
What would that superhero be named? If you could, I'm curious.
Put him on the spot like that? I don't even know.
I mean, I could think of something. Let me see. Let me see.
Think of something. You don't have to do it now, unless you want to.
Well, I don't have nothing right now, so I'm just thinking something right now.
If it comes to you.
Musically, who did you like? Who did you listen to?
Bruno Mars.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's my idol, yeah. Bruno Mars.
Good, man. Anyone else or just Bruno? Bruno's tough. He's great.
What's your favorite song from Bruno?
Huh?
What's your favorite song from Bruno?
I like a lot of songs. I like the new one he gave in Versace on the Floor, but there's something badass about this. He's like a little Michael Jackson, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't lie. I love Michael Jackson. Yeah. He's the first guy I've always wanted to meet first, but never got the chance. He's a legend. He's a legend, bro. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. You write songs. When did you get into songwriting?
When it was crazy. I used to start when I started playing guitar. I used to try to do covers, but then I started doing like. Just to see whatever comes out, you know? Yeah. Whatever comes out, and I started writing. Just like to see, like, if I say, oh, this part looks good, it sounds good, I'm gonna write it down to see if I do some music with it or something. That's how I started. When I started doing covers, that's when I started writing down.
And you play any other instruments or just the guitar?
Piano, a little bit of piano, yeah.
Guitar's a hard instrument to start off with.
Guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty hard.
I have a question for you. When did you start? I'm sorry, I missed that part. When did you start playing music or writing? What age was it around?
Like around 16, 17 when I started playing guitar.
When you lost your father, did your songs kind of change? What you were writing about?
Everything started to change. I used to always think about like writing something about happy, you know, always about happiness and going to this place and the mamacitas and stuff like that, you know?
Fantasy.
Yeah, but then like I started... Like boom! I went down and started thinking about love. Like, don't go this way. Songs about saying like don't take this path. Like,
you know, it kind of got
like,
real.
Be stronger, got it more real, like more into the
more
writing,
inspirational.
You know? Like more inspiration. Yeah.
But what I love about you, man, is you have good energy.
Thank you.
You smile a lot. Yeah. You have good energy. Where does that come from?
I don't know. My mom, naturally. I don't know. To
Your
be
mom
honest.
Similar?
My mom is always laughing. She's always smiling.
That's so important, man.
Yeah.
Always keep that. Always keep that.
No, this is very true. Yeah, always especially keep that. In this industry, you know, in the music industry, because that's going to get you from keep that energy and that excitement. Keep that because you have a great vibe and you have a great purpose. So keep that energy.
Thank you.
I want to ask you about your sister and her two daughters. Is that right?
Yes.
What do you try to do as Teal?
I try to give them everything. I mean, because I know the real stories. They don't know really the true story, the little girls, you know, so I don't want to really...
How old are they?
One's like 6 years old, the other one's like 3.
Oh, so they're young.
Yeah, they're young, so they don't really know anything, you know, so that's why I try to be there, like... The biggest one calls me dad sometimes, and she like messes up, like she's like, "Apa," like, "Oh," like she messes up, and like I'm like, "Oh damn," like that hits me, you know. Yeah. So that's why I'm always there for them. I'm always asking for them. That's why it's like, kind of the most motivation I have, like to keep going, like to smile, to be happy, to show them. I always tell my sister, I don't want them to go through what we went through. That's why I'm always there for them, you know. Always giving them, going, taking them to the park. Making them have fun, giving them everything you need. Like, not everything, because they got to be grounded sometimes. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's right. You're right.
But, yeah, that's like, probably the most biggest thing. I'm here and happy for them, you know.
And I assume it's crossed your mind or you think about it, but without their abuelito. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
You know, you don't laugh at my Spanish. He's laughing at my Spanish.
It's good.
It's not that, right?
It's not that bad.
Without
bad.
Their abuelito, you have that role as a male, a kind of... Because you're young, I could look at you. You look very young, but to them, you're that strong male mentor.
And it's funny because everybody thinks that I have my dad's legacy. Like my dad left, but we have you. Because I've seen pictures of my dad when he was young. He does look like me. I used to say I don't look like my dad, but there's some young pictures that I'm like, damn, he does look like me. I mean, I look like him, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what my family always tells me, like. We lost our dad, but we have you. Like you're the same. Like everybody. My dad's. I never really met my dad's part of the side of the family, but they started going after like my dad passed away to see how we were doing and stuff like that. And they will say I'm exactly like my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And something I'll add. Todd should be adding this, but as the eldest, you kind of carry that. You know what I mean? You kind of set the tone on your entire family, not just your youngest siblings, but the nephews and nieces. You have a seniority, so. So, utilize it. And I know you are, but I'm just also talking to the audience.
Yeah. Taj looks like. I was going to ask something very similar because I think there's three of you, just like there's three of us. Did you all handle it differently? Because with us, we all grieve differently. And I'm sitting here listening to you, and you sound very similar in ways to Taj as far as always having to, you know, be the head person or step up and do these things. I'm wondering if your siblings grieve differently, because I know we did, you know, but he always had to be tough and always had to be strong and take care of the family. I'm wondering if it was similar
to you. Can I interject before you? He said something very similar in terms of, you know, his dad always said, your dad always said, take care of your mom. That's exactly what my mom always said about my brothers. Take care of your brothers, you know. Mm-hmm. That was always, it was in my head from day one, you know. So that was like, when it happened, that's what's triggered in my head, was that was her wish. You take care of your brother. So I've always, in a way, always watched them because that's her wish. And so that's what was similar in that way for me.
That's
so
crazy.
As an older.
And real quick, because then I want to get back to Charles' question. What's interesting, I feel like out of the three of us, you the one who didn't veer off course. You veered off course the least. And I'm wondering if it's because of that purpose that was given to you.
You have to set an example. You know, it's the thing.
But like my man Bebe, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just
like,
sound very stupid when you say
that. Why? Because you sound unsure. You should just go for it.
You don't sound cool.
Like my man TJ.
Like my man Bebe.
yeah, there you go.
That's better.
You're right. That was it. Okay. But Taj, I think when you hear that guy, that purpose from the person you love, it really helps you.
Yeah, because you have that. You said purpose. You have that purpose. You know what you're supposed to be doing. It's, you have a roadmap. You're like, at least if I do that, that's kind of what they want us, you know, instead of being like, well, what am I supposed to do?
And yeah.
So I had a purpose.
Yeah. You still taking care of me?
All the time. You know it. Was that a redundant question? Yeah.
I think so or not. You know that was going to be a yes.
But Bebe, back to Terrell's question. Did you and your siblings grieve different?
Yeah, we kind of did take it different. That's when we lost our dad, we didn't think about anything, none of us, you know. My brother went to my other tias. He used to sleep at a gym with my mom under, like, the ring. I went to another tias, my sister to another tia, and we were separated, you know. That's when my dad passed away. We were always together, but when my dad passed away, we, like, separated because we had no home. We had nowhere to stay. My mom stayed somewhere else. I stayed somewhere else. But then I started thinking, and my dad told me, take care of your mom. Take care of your brothers, take care of your family. I started text my mom, we still had phones. Hey, we gotta do something, like we can't be staying in the streets, we can't be staying at homes that are not even ours, you know, it's not comfortable. Like nobody stays at someone's house comfortable. So I started working, I started going to the bank, I started getting kind of good, like decent money, so I started getting like a little apartment, like started getting the I wasn't getting enough to get the trailer back, so we lost the trailer.
Mm.
So we started moving, started give like just for food. We were mostly getting food, like the what I'll get for money was mostly food. So then my brother got a contract, and that's when we started moving forward. Like thanks to my brother, we started moving up and up.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought the family back together, and that's how everything got that's back so together, slow man. By slow.
Yeah. It's so beautiful, man, and your story is so powerful because it's not only a story about perseverance, but it's a story about family and love.
Yes.
You know, and I truly respect you guys because I love how your brothers had a great success, but it starts with you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I just love, I don't know, something, it kind of reminds me of my father and the Jacksons a bit because it's like, you know, Michael went on to enormous success, but all the family had a role. You know, my Aunt Rebe had to change diapers and my, you know, all of them had a role. So it's like, in the end of the day, it's family. You know what I mean? And it's the strength of family. And when family can have that, it's a very powerful thing. You could persevere in everything, you know? So,
I love the energy. We said it before, but I love the energy and excitement you have. When you speak about your career in music, and I can just see that it's a great outlet for you. You know, and that's something that we talk about often because obviously we do music as well, but we have music therapy and we've done some courses. And can you speak a little bit how music helps?
Well, it's really like I've always wanted to do music because I see how people get happy when they hear music. And I've always wanted to see people happy. I like making people happy. Like if they're feeling down, like boom, sing them a song so they can get up and start dancing. That's always been my vision. Like go up to like stage and get people up on their feet and start dancing, forget about everything, just have fun.
There's a power
love, yeah, love people and like just be.
I'm gonna interrupt you for a second because when you were speaking it brought a question to my mind. What is probably like one of the first songs you heard when you were younger that made you happy, made you want to do music, like just gave you that feeling? Is there a song that comes to mind?
To be honest, I have no idea what songs I used to listen when I was small. But I remember I used to like a lot of Michael Jackson songs.
Really?
Yeah, a lot. Well, mostly all of them, like Beat It, like The Way You Make Me Feel. I started listening to the songs, and because of Michael Jackson, I started dancing. I can do I can do the moonwalk, flip the jacket, everything. Yeah.
But I think also in the Latin culture, music is very festive.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And
a lot of dancing. That's the main part.
Yeah. It's really cool. And I think maybe that's also contributed because it's very powerful.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something?
No, well, there's a Twitter.
Yeah, let's hear him.
From Toria, she's saying... I know Nicola is one of the listeners as well,
okay,
is still struggling with her father passing recently. any advice or supportive words for her when it's coming from people who have already experienced it, like us, you know, that might, do we have any helpful thoughts or
for,
cause Nicola, just to give you, like, she lost, her dad recently, and she's basically trying to still deal with that in a way. So, and wondering what if I would have done this differently or that differently. And it's just, it's the what if thing, you know, and that's always the worst of the worst. Cause it's like,
that it's guilt, a lot of is guilt tough.
On yourself.
You can't be guilty. You can't feel guilt because I think
it's easier said than done. You know, we all know.
I think I wonder if that's part of it. That's something I always ask people if they ever felt any guilt. Did you ever feel any guilt?
I mean, I think everybody feels to the worst when someone loses someone. Like, yeah. I felt guilty. I felt a lot of things like, damn, like, what did I do? Was it my fault? Was it this? That? There's a lot of things going through my mind, you know, like people don't really understand what they go through. So yeah, a lot of people feel guilty. Yeah. A lot of people feel like they don't feel guilty. A lot of people don't know what happened. And it's really hard.
I think it's natural to feel guilty. I think it's part of it. I don't think we should feel guilty. I think we just all feel, because we lost something close to us, that we always wonder if there's something we could have done to prevent it.
Yeah.
You know, or somehow, if we did this, maybe they'd still be here, or if we did a little bit more of that, or, you know, I think that's just natural for all of us.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I've never felt that.
You're lucky.
I always say that. Mm. I don't know why. Maybe because I was the youngest, you know, maybe. And maybe you two are older. I never felt any guilt.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I remember, you know, Mom called me in the middle of the night, like right before, to tell me that she was staying over there. And it was, I was sleeping. And all I remember at the time was I was trying to be like, okay. You know, like I wanted to go back to sleep. And that was that guilt. I had to learn that there's nothing really I could have prevented in that way. But I always was like, what if I would have stayed on longer? Or what if I would have been like, no, come home? Or there's all the what ifs, you know, or I wish I could have talked to her longer, you know, and if I would have known that was the last time.
Well, to answer Toria's question, I think Nicola?
Nicola. I'm saying Nicola.
You can't feel guilty, my love. You can't stress about it. You just got to keep on and keep the
best.
You got to honor them.
Put that energy into honoring them.
Honor anything else.
That's what they would want.
Same here. Just the best thing you can do is be strong and move forward. Like, I mean, we all go through it. We all be strong. We have family. We have other things we can be doing. Just like TJ said, just honor them.
Yeah. Was there any other Twitter talk?
No, this is more a lot of congratulations on that. So far.
Okay. Okay. So what's next for you besides Vestido? You got an album yet? Release date? Not yet. September 2nd is Vestido.
Yeah, September 2nd. Yeah.
Vestido. Okay.
Yeah, Vestido.
Okay. And then Bebe Coronel. That's obviously the name of my man, but also Instagram, BebeCoronel. And that's the same for Facebook, and Twitter is Real Bebe Coronel. As I told you before the show, we usually end our show with 30 seconds, even a minute, of whatever it is you want to talk about. It could be anything you want. It can be music related. It could be life related.
Following dreams.
It could be anything you want. So,
so talk to the people out there. For all the people out there that want dreams and really want to, like, be a singer, be a model, be a baseball player, whatever you guys want, just go out there. Go look for what you want to do. Don't stay on your phone, your sofa, in your house. Like, don't just say it. Just go out there. You're going to go through the worst. You're going to feel the worst. Your people are going to hate you. People are going to talk bad about you, but just do what you want to do. Get up and follow your dream. That's the best way you can do it.
That's great.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
That's perfectly said.
It was awesome.
How do you? I need to know where your energy comes from. You're young.
He has a great drive.
Yeah.
He has a great drive.
I don't know. My dad had always energy.
But it's not just energy. It's positive, happy, infectious energy. There's a difference. I mean, there's some people that are bouncing around walls, but Bebe, he's like a happy energy. I commend you, man.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful thing. I don't know where that came from, if it's your mom or your dad, a combination, your siblings.
I wish I knew.
It's beautiful, man.
It comes from being nice. The oldest. No,
I have another question. I'm sorry, I got one more question. Yes. You're an artist. You write, you sing, you dance, you perform. Do you enjoy performing on stage and singing live?
Well, I haven't really sang yet. Performed yet.
But performing, but like when you say, I know you sing and you dance. You said you that.
Yes.
Do you like that, or do you like? You can like them all, but which one do you like more? The creative process and creating in the studio, making music, making songs, or getting out there and performing them?
I think performing, getting to see like the people's reaction, because I can be on the studio and just singing a song and just people like do it again. But when you're performing, you get to dance, you get to move, you get to see people smiling, getting up off their feet, and I think that's way better for me.
He's a people pleaser, which is why what you're describing, because even when he was saying about being young and he would see the reaction of the people and stuff like that, that's what got motivated him. It's something about that when you see other people happy and you see that you're the cause of that. It's very powerful at the same time. You're like, I did that and I can do more of that. And I can see that in you. That's what makes you smile.
Yeah,
when you're saying about the people and all that.
He's a good guy.
All
right. So Vivek Cornell, you're going to be at Face Forward in Beverly Hills on September 22nd. So people can come watch you perform, give your amazing energy, have a great performance.
Thank you.
Tonight you're off to write for Madre Mia.
Yes, with Jackie Rivera.
Good luck with that. I'm super excited to hear that. It's a really cool concept. We got Vestido coming out September 2nd. First single video. Yeah. You're busy, but this guy's got the energy.
He's ready. Chomping at the bits.
Anything else you want to say? Before we close out the show.
Like I said, I'm glad to be here on your guys' 100th episode show. Like I'm lucky. I feel great.
Well, thank you, man.
Thank you guys for having me here.
Thank you for being here, and thanks for sharing your story. And like I said before the show, you're going to inspire many, many people that don't know your story. So thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Is there anything else you want to add before? This is 100 episodes. I can't believe we did 100
just
episodes.
Thank you to all the listeners and everybody supporting the
board.
Thank
you for spreading. Spreading,
and everybody that helps, you know. Everybody that helps one way or another, whether it's a softball game or just spreading the word or tweets, Instagrams, it helps.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback and just say to get to this point with 100 episodes, it takes a team and it takes a family and takes a lot of people. So to everyone who's helped us do this, thank you so much, and continue to spread love. If financially you can't donate, just spread awareness and be there for someone. As we've talked about many times on the show, on many of the episodes, one of the biggest issues when you lose something, even if it's not a person but a house or anything, it's that feeling of isolation. So make sure you know you're not alone. Find a community where you could feel that comfort in numbers. So you can be strengthened and empowered to continue on in life and be the best you possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, bros, before we close?
No, just want to thank you guys. You guys show up every week. And I know it's not for me, but I appreciate that we do this. It's something that we each can see each other. Yeah. I know we get busy, but it's like the one thing that keeps us together. And I know we're doing something great, and I know Mom would be proud. So thank you guys.
Very well said.
Very well said.
Bebe, thanks again for being here, man.
Thank you guys.
To all the listeners, thanks for listening. And we hope you guys have a great rest of the show. Take care. All right. Great rest of the week. I almost had a perfect show, but I had to ruin it. All right. Much love to you all.
Before, but don't worry.
All right.
We're out.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.